Many cities let people who are in the country illegally get municipal ID cards so they can do things like open bank accounts. New York City has the largest such program, but now advocates of that program are worried about what could happen to it once Donald Trump becomes president. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
By most metrics, the ID NYC card is a resounding success. New York City has issued roughly 900,000 ID cards since last year. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the program was created to fill a real need for New Yorkers with no other form of legal ID.
They could go visit a loved one in a hospital. They could go visit their child's teacher. If they had an interaction with a police officer, there was an ID recognized by the NYPD. It was a very basic concept.
No one knows exactly how many of those cardholders are in the country illegally, but the number is probably in the hundreds of thousands. And de Blasio, a Democrat, says the program has been popular because of trust.
The reason people were willing to trust us was we made very clear that there would never be a situation where it would lead to their deportation, and we're going to keep that pledge, and it's also part of our law.
But that part of the law is about to be tested in court. During the campaign, President-elect Donald Trump talked about deporting millions of immigrants who are in the country illegally. So New York City leaders want to protect the people who've signed up for ID cards by deleting the personal information the city collected about those cardholders, including names, addresses, and social security numbers. But two state lawmakers, including Republican Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis, are suing to stop the city from deleting those records.
Our concern is really for the safety and security of the citizens that we represent. You know, why are we issuing 900,000 ID cards, whether it's to citizens, legal residents, or illegal immigrants, and then destroying all the information so we don't know how those individuals obtained that identity?
A court has ordered New York to preserve those records at least until a hearing tomorrow.
The city may have a fight on its hands, a fight that was entirely avoidable.
Jonathan Blazer is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union. He says most other cities that have launched successful ID programs, San Francisco and Oakland in California and New Haven, Connecticut, handle sensitive information differently. Blazer says they do require applicants to show documents that prove their identity and residency.
To inspect them vigorously, rigorously, but then to turn them back to the individual and not create a vast database that could be used for purposes that undermine the program.
New York says it will no longer retain sensitive information about new applicants. Blazer says most other cities with municipal IDs do not have this problem. That includes Detroit, which just launched its ID program this month, and Baltimore, which is planning to roll out a card of its own. So is the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Democrat Chris Bolwage is the mayor.
I don't believe the Trump administration is going to start sending out subpoenas to all of these individual cities who have given out municipal IDs. I would hope the Trump administration focuses on issues of much more importance than that.
The majority of the population in Elizabeth is Hispanic, and it's estimated that the city is home to thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally. Vicente Haddon works in construction, and volunteers for the immigrant rights group Make the Road New Jersey. Haddon says he's eager to sign up for the new city ID. Especially because we need it to bank here, he says, even to open a bank account. Without an ID, you can't do anything. Whatever the risks of signing up for a municipal ID, Haddon seems more than willing to take them. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.